Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Now, the Catholic Church teaches that the regulation of births represents one of the aspects of responsible fatherhood and motherhood. Legitimate intentions on the part of the spouses, however, do not justify recourse to morally unacceptable means, like direct sterilization or contraception. However, it's not enough to know what the church teaches. More importantly, we need to know why. Why does the church teach this about contraception? Well, sexual love is supposed to be the body expression, the body language of divine love. In the Trinity, the love of God is a free and total gift of self, and that gift results in a permanent union of the divine persons, from which another divine person, the Holy Spirit, springs forth. So to understand the teaching of Jesus on contraception, we must recall that sexual love is designed by God to be the body language that speaks the divine love. In marital relations, we are saying with our bodies, I am giving a free and total gift of myself to you, and I am giving a permanent, indissoluble gift of self, and this gift is ordered to new life. To say anything less or different with our bodies in the act of marital intercourse is a lie. And it is not love, it is use, because it would not reflect the love of God. So, to have sex is to say with your body, I am giving a free and total gift of myself to you, and I am giving a permanent, indissoluble gift of self, and this gift is ordered to new life. But if we don't mean that, and yet we say it, then we are lying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Contraception is an intentionally sterilized act of intercourse that changes the action so that it is not a total gift of self, because one's fertility is held back. It's not unitive, because it is an act of use. A diminished gift results in diminished union, and it's not ordered to new life. Therefore, contracepted sex is a lie, because we are saying one thing with our body, yet we mean something completely different. Contracepted sex does not image, therefore, the love of God. And if it doesn't image the love of God, it's not love, and the opposite of love is use. So am I saying that couples who use contraception don't love each other? Well, they may love each other in many authentic ways, but an act of contracepted sex is not an act of authentic love. It is not a reflection of the love of the Trinity. And love is not arbitrary. Love is not whatever we want it to be, and love is not merely an intense feeling or the sharing of pleasure. Love is to live according to the image of God in which we were made. Love is to give ourselves away freely, totally, faithfully, and fruitfully in imitation of the Trinity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if contraception is sinful, what the heck is a couple supposed to do? Have 12 kids? Well, think about this. When I speak, I must speak the truth, and I should never lie. But I do not always have to speak. Sometimes it's better to remain silent. Is refusing to speak and lying, are those the same actions? No, they are different actions completely. But contracepted sex is always lying. However, abstinence, refraining from sex, that's like refusing to speak. It is to remain silent. So contracepted sex is an evil action. Abstinence is a good action. Now, there are legitimate or good reasons to postpone pregnancy or even not to have another baby at all. There are good reasons tied to age or physical, mental, or emotional health or the needs of the immediate or extended family. There are legitimate reasons to postpone or even not to have more children. And there are bad reasons, sinful, selfish reasons. So if a couple had a just reason, a legitimate reason to postpone children or not to have another baby at all, what can they do? Well, every time a couple chooses to have sex, they must speak the truth with their body. That is, they must be faithful to the God-given meaning of sex. However, couples aren't always obligated to have sex. And there are lots of occasions when a couple might want to have sex but have good reasons not to. Perhaps one or other spouse is sick. Perhaps the wife just gave birth. Perhaps the couple is staying at one of the in-laws and there are thin walls. Or perhaps they just have a good reason not to have another baby. These are all good reasons not to have sex, even if they may want to. But if a couple had a just reason not to have another baby, and if they were firm in their resolve to speak the truth with their bodies, the only thing they could do would be to exercise their freedom and self-control and abstain from sex. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So am I saying that a couple who needs to avoid pregnancy would have to abstain from sex until menopause? Well, there are three things that determine if a choice is good or evil. The act, or what you are doing, the intention, why you are doing it, and the circumstances. Now, sex within marriage, it's a good action. Contraceptive sex, however, is an evil action. It is a lie, and it is use, not love. And God designed the woman so that she is not always fertile. fact, the majority of the time, she is infertile. She is only fertile for a specific window of days per month. Now, if a couple chose not to have sex on a fertile day, have they committed an evil action? No. Choosing not to have sex is not an evil action. If a couple chose to have sex on a non-fertile day, have they committed an evil action? Well, no. The act of intercourse is a total gift of self ordered to new life, and they haven't changed anything in the action. Their intention also is to express their love. But the circumstances have changed. But the circumstances are not evil. So if pregnancy did not result, would it be because they sterilized the act? Or because God chose not to bring a new life into the world, as evidenced by the way he designed the wife's body? This is the very principle of natural family planning, NFP. And couples who have been properly trained in the modern methods of NFP can determine the fertility time of a wife's cycle with 99% accuracy. So if they have a good reason to avoid pregnancy, and if they chose to abstain from intercourse during the fertile time, in a sense, if they remain silent, during the infertile phase of the cycle, they can choose to have intercourse without violating the God-given meaning of sex. They can speak the truth with their bodies. And the fact that pregnancy doesn't result from these acts of intercourse is a result of God's design of the woman, rather than the result of sterilizing the act of intercourse. The act of intercourse is still ordered to new life. Their intention is still to express their love. It's just that the circumstances have changed, but the circumstances are not bad. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
But wait. Don't couples using NFP and those using contraception, don't they have the same goal, to avoid pregnancy? Yes, they may have the same goal, to avoid pregnancy for good reasons. but the action by which they achieve their common goal is very different. Abstinence is a good action. Contracepted sex is always an evil action. These are different actions altogether, and a good end never justifies doing an evil action, using an evil means. Let me give you an example. Two students may have the same goal of getting good grades. One studies, the other cheats. Both have the same goal. Studying it is a good means, while cheating is an evil means. Likewise, contraception is always an evil means, and a good end never justifies an evil means. So remember, there are three parts of a moral action: the action, the intention, and the circumstances, and all three have to be good. But we can't try to achieve a good end by using an evil means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Teresa, that was crazy.
What was crazy?
Jamming into one rosary, teaching what contraception is, why it's wrong, what natural family planning is, and why contraception and natural family planning are different.
Well, you made it look easy.
I don't know if the people out there praying with us feel the same way, but we have kind of embarked on a crazy thing. And that is, we want to help people learn the Catholic faith. And the Mother of God has asked us to pray the rosary every day, and she wants us to learn the faith. So we wrap these two things together in the rosary so that people can learn their faith and pray the rosary every day. Kind of learn their faith at the School of Mary, which is the best school. But still, that felt kind of crazy today.
I think in the end it came together. Maybe we've just talked about it so much now that I comprehend, or it's become so overwhelming that I can't even comprehend that I don't comprehend anymore. But
you mean because we were working on this
uh-huh.
this meditation and the one yesterday on Paul the Sixth?
Yeah.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
From what I can tell, you nailed it.
And but maybe, or probably, or I hope the people out there praying with us, that they really want to understand better. I mean, the question is, can I explain, can I understand, and can I explain what the church teaches about contraception or a lot of these marital and sexual issues?
Mm.
Do I understand it? Can I explain it? Do I have the desire to understand better?
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you have those feelings, those desires, I really encourage you to go to askchristopherwest.com. Askchristopherwest.com. That's a great resource. But also, 1 year ago, we did a whole series on all of the teachings of Jesus and the Catholic Church on marital and sexual morality. I mean, we had a series of 15 rosaries on the theology of marriage and family. So I encourage people that's another way that they can learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that would also make a great series for people to get together mm-hmm. and go through.
Absolutely.
So if there are people out there that want to learn the theology of the body mm-hmm. better, we packaged them in a series of rosary meditations where you could invite family or friends or whoever to get together and go through that series. It would certainly be fodder for interesting conversation, but you would learn the faith better in this regard. What are your thoughts?
That's all I got.
Well, thanks for praying with me today.
You're welcome.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.